1939, I'm headed south. There is a car in front of me that's like under the water and it stopped. I mean, I'm blocked. I can maybe get by, but this car needs to get essentially towed out of here. I'm sure he's called, but...
1939, I copy. So when you say he's under the water, are we talking like his front doors are like mostly waterlogged?
No, I mean his lights are flashing. The water is up halfway to his rims. There's another car, there's a van going by it now. I mean, the water here is maybe 2 feet. I can maybe get around the left, but I'll be going on to incoming traffic.
I copy. We're getting a supervisor over to you because I don't want I really don't want you to be doing stuff like that with everything going on. You know, unless we've got somebody else kind of there to support. So stand by 1 second. All right. So you said you can move around him to the left, but you'd be going into oncoming traffic, correct?
Correct. I'm looking at the right, and yeah. I mean, at this time of night, there's literally no traffic, but he's not going anywhere on the right. It looks deeper as far as the water's concerned.
All right, I copy. Yeah, he's the supervisor's coming. He's not that far away. I know that it's not fun to have to wait in weather like this, but at least you can, you know, let yourself know that you're warm, and that's better than a lot of other people right now. So, if anything changes, please send me a request to talk. If that car is able to get out of your way for whatever reason, then go ahead and send me ready for service to just proceed. Beyond that, I am going to call 911. Do you have any description of the car?
Yeah, it looks like a silver two-door Dodge Dart or Charger, I guess. I have one person on the bus, so.
Okay, I copy that. Yeah, there's not a lot of great ways around the area you're in either, so I don't really want to send you down one of those side roads. So, yeah, just sit tight. Help is on the way.
Thanks so much. Talk soon.
You're welcome. Midnight 05.